The mayor mentioned your department has faced some challenges due to the drought. Can you talk about those a little bit? What sort of challenges have you faced?
We've had a lot of water main breaks. I don't know for sure a count, but we've probably had close to 20 since June, July time period.
Oh, what role does the drought play in water mains breaking?
Some of them, the largest one we had was out on Bauer Road, and it was actually, I believe that the ground shrinking pulled the fittings on the water main apart is what started the leak out there. We've had several that have had, on cast iron mains, that we've had rust spots, basically, where the pipe has split anywhere from a foot to 24, 25 inches. So.
Are these mostly older mains then?
Yes, they're all cast iron mains that we're having problems with right now.
How do you find out something has broken? They're all underground, right? So how do you come across this?
It comes to the surface. It always comes to the surface, unless there's a storm sewer close. And if we don't see something, you know, at the surface and the plant is pumping a lot of water, a large amount, like with the one on Bauer, it was actually in a cornfield, so we couldn't see it. The water plant operator will alert his supervisor that he thinks we may have a leak, and then we kind of just go out, start looking in streams to see where there's increased flows and trying to narrow it down that way. The police help us too, find them sometimes if they're not busy.
Are these sewer mains, or what type of mains are these?
Water mains.
What's been the cost to fix all of these?
I don't know. I've not totaled it up. Usually they say you have somewhere in the neighborhood of, by the time you pay to put the pavement back, dig the hole, you're looking probably somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 every one you have. That's manpower, parts, you know, everything.
Have you been limited to repairs, or have you done any replacements?
A lot of them we've actually had to cut a section out. Usually it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 feet that we cut out and put a couple couplings on the end and repair them that way. Some of them we have been able to take a stainless steel repair clamp and fix them, but a lot of them have been cutting pieces out.
In terms of money, how does this impact some of the other things you wanted to do this year? Is this having an impact?
I don't know that I would say it's having an impact. We always prepare for some. Usually we have a run of breaks in the wintertime, and one of our suppliers actually said that it was the same way. He's worked for the same supplier back in 88 when we had the drought, and he said it was the same way back then, that it was like almost like you were having your winter break, I don't know what you want to say, schedule, I guess, in the summertime, and that's the same way it's been this year. So I'm hoping for some rain to get the get some moisture back in the ground, because they say if there's not much moisture in the ground, then you get a really deep freeze, and I really don't want to see that.
That would possibly cause more water main breaks?
It could.
You fear you're going to have a normal number of water main breaks during the winter, and then you're going to have to deal with that on top of this.
Right, with even more in the winter, possibly. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we have a good year this winter with the breaks. So, last winter we didn't have very many because it stayed warm. So, last year was easy on us. I guess it made up for it this summer.
There are other challenges your department is facing because of the drought, or is that the main one?
We've been watching the lake level pretty close, and mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just stuff like that. That's pretty much it, really.
Okay. Anything else you think people should know about the water mains and the effect the drought is having on them?
No, just if we have to shut you off, have patience. We'll get you turned back on as soon as we can.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.